This is Radio Nepal. I'm Deependra Silwal with today's top stories of the hour first. Major ruling parties, Nepali Congress and CPN House Center, discuss about cabinet expansion and formation of Constituency Determination Commission. New Chief Justice says independent, efficient and easily accessible judiciary is at top of his priority list. Finance Committee in Parliament directs the Finance Ministry to scrap Tax Clearance Commission Act 2033 BS. And 9 people die in flash flood in Arizona of US. Now news in detail. The major ruling party, Nepali Congress and coalition partner CPN House Center, have started preparations to set up the Constituency Determination Commission in tandem with the cabinet expansion. Nepali Congress leader Bimalendra Nidhi, who is also the coordinator of the Nepali Congress task force formed to undertake the formation of the commission, held a meeting with CPN House Center chairperson Pushpakamal Dahal in Lazimpat yesterday and discussed about the formation of the commission as well as the cabinet expansion. Leader Nidhi said the meeting concluded that cabinet expansion will be completed within a day or two. The meeting also decided to forward the constitution amendment proposal and to proceed talks with the Mathis-centric Rashtriya Janata Party Nepal. Leader Nidhi said that the task force of both parties will determine the number of the ministers and their portfolios from both the parties to induct in the cabinet. Leader Nidhi quoted Prime Minister saying the meeting of the Council of Ministers will form the Constituency Determination Commission on coming Thursday. Leader Nidhi further added that the government is ready to take the constitution amendment process to voting as per the request placed by Rashtriya Janata Party Nepal. The CPN House Center leaders have argued that the party's poor performance in the first and second phase of local poll was due to inadequate publicity of pro-people work executed by party chair Pushpakamal Dahal late government. Speaking at party's extended meeting that commenced at the party's central office in Peristada yesterday, party in charges of 7 provinces said that end of the load shedding, high economic growth rate, balanced diplomatic ties with the neighbours and progress in projects of national pride were not well publicised among the public. Despite the party's agenda of Singha Darbar in the village town was of the powerest, the party organisation was not objective as expected, while lack of sufficient money resulted in party's defeat in the poll. During their reporting of the party's performance, the in-charges of the provinces say the organisational mismanagement was the major problem. CPN-UML has drawn the attention of the Election Commission to extend the deadline for updating voters' name list and to adopt appropriate process for the same. A team led by Deputy Leader of CPN-UML Parliamentary Party Subhas Nemmang met with Election Commissioner Chief Election Commissioner Dr. Ayodhya Prasad Yadav at Election Commission Office Kantipath and demanded to make the arrangement of updating voter rolls, viewing their facilities and concern, urging the Election Commission to complete all elections within January 21, 2018. The CPN-UML suggested to form a committee after immediately ending the uncertainty seen in the formation of District Coordination Committee under local level of the districts, where local election has already taken place. The Election Commission of Nepal has decided to appoint election officers to constitute the district coordination committees in 31 districts of 3 provinces where the local level poll were held in the first phase. A meeting of the Election Commission held under the chair of Chief Election Commissioner Dr. Ayodhya Prasad Yadav decided to appoint the election officers of the election of chief deputy and members of district coordination committees. However, the election of the District Coordination Committee is in Sitwan, Rukum and Nawalprasi will be conducted later on. Election Commission's spokesperson Surya Prasad Sharma said that a woman candidate is a must, either in the chief or deputy chief of the District Coordination Committee while filing the candidacy of the political parties. This news comes to you from Read Nepal. It's time for a short break.
नयाँ वर्षको अवसरमा नेपाल टेलिकमले ल्यायो अहिलेसम्मकै सस्तो GSM डाटा प्याक
100 रुपैयाँमा पाउनुहोस् 400 MB डाटा
ओहो कति सस्तो 200 रुपैयाँमा त 850 MB साच्चै सस्तो
त्यो भन्दा सस्तो पनि छ 300 रुपैयाँमा 1500 MB डाटा लिनुहोस् इन्टरनेटमा रमाउनुहोस्
यो अफर एक्टिभेट गर्न मेसेज बक्समा जानुहोस् लेख्नुहोस् DATA 400 MB र पठाउनुहोस् 1415 मा
नयाँ वर्षमा नेपाल टेलिकमका थप अफरहरू बुझ्न डायल गर्नुहोस् *1415
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. New Chief Justice Gopal Parajuli has pledged to make justice delivery faster and less expensive. While assuming office at the Supreme Court following the swearing-in ceremony of his oath and secrecy by President Bhandari, the newly appointed Chief Justice said he is all committed to make the justice delivery prompt and low cost, even by making staff to do overtime. The servicing of the notice through an online system, possibility of free service for helpless, and reform in judiciary are among his plans as the new Chief Justice. He added that he had prepared a 39-point action plan relating to the judicial reform. Earlier yesterday, President Bidya Devi Bhandari had administered oath of office and secrecy to Chief Justice Parajuli. The Public Hearing Special Committee under the Legislature Parliament yesterday approved the name of Parajuli to the post of Chief Justice unanimously. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba has said the government will extend support to arrange the facilities to the families of free bonded labourers. Unveiling the document in name Uitharu at the premises of Nepal Television yesterday, he said bonded labourers have been already declared free and the issues should not be taken as a problem. The Prime Minister further said all caste and religious group will be protected as the Constitution has respected all equally. The Finance Committee of the Legislature Parliament has directed the government to scrap Tax Clearance Commission Act 2033 BS immediately. The committee gave this direction as the tax exemption given by the Tax Clearance Commission has been disputed lately. The committee meeting also formed a 9-member subcommittee to probe into the irregularities in tax exemption. The Agriculture and Water Resources Committee of the Legislature Parliament has expressed displeasure over the slow-paced work of hydropower projects over 500 megawatts. The committee meeting issued a direction to the concerned stakeholder to accomplish the project on time after coordinating with the concerned parties. The hearing on the dispute relating to the vote counting of Bharatpur Metropolis Ward No. 19 in Chitwan District has been postponed till July 23rd. A division bench of Justices Om Prakash Misra and Purushottam Bhandari postponed the hearing on the case under consideration at the Supreme Court for July 23rd due to time constraint yesterday. This is the fourth time the hearing in the same has been postponed. CPNMO Centre's cadre had turned the ballot paper with the vote of Bharatpur Metropolis 19 at 9 on May 28th as the vote count was due to finish. The Election Commission of Nepal had given verdict to hold re-election at the same ward against which ward member candidate of Bharatpur 19 from CPN UML Gunjan Man BK and lawyer Tulasi Pandey had filed a writ petition at the Supreme Court. This news comes to you from Read Nepal. Now on some international news. At least 9 people from a family have been killed in a flash floods after monsoon-like rain swept through a swimming hole in the U.S. state of Arizona. At least 40 rescuers are searching for a 27-year-old man whose wife perished. More than 100 people were bathing in the area when the muddy flood water hit with almost no warning. Russia has been pressing demand that the U.S. give it access to use diplomatic compounds seized in the U.S. last year. After high-level talks between both sides, one Russian official involved said the row had almost been resolved. Russia has been angered by the move, with Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov calling it daylight robbery. In December, the U.S. expelled 35 Russian diplomats and sought the compounds over suspicion of meddling in U.S. elections. Now on sports. Nepal is playing against Malaysia in today's match of the ongoing ICC Asia Under-19 World Cup qualifier. In this game being played at Singapore Cricket Club Stadium, Malaysia is batting at 18 runs for the loss of 1 wicket in 10 overs after Nepal won the toss and chose to field first. This is Nepal's second match in the tournament. Nepal had defeated Singapore by 4 wicket in yesterday's match. Now, general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Department, the weather will be generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain is likely to occur at some places of the eastern and western region and at a few places of the central region. Kathmandu's weather report. Maximum temperature 30.8 degrees Celsius, minimum temperature 20.6 degrees Celsius and relative humidity 96%. Before the end of the news, let's have the remainder of the headlines once more. Major ruling parties, Nepali Congress and CPNM Centre, discuss about cabinet expansion and formation of Constituency Determination Commission. New Chief Justice says independent, efficient and easily accessible judiciary is at the top of its priority list. Finance Committee in Parliament directs Finance Ministry to scrap Tax Clearance Commission Act 2033 PS. And 9 people die in flash flood in Arizona of US. That's the end of the news from Read Nepal. For this hour, please also log on to our website www.readnepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next English news is at 2 p.m. Stay tuned and have a good day.